I want to take you back to last Sunday, the first part of today's gospel reading. Jesus had been healing and teaching, and a large crowd had gathered, and it was late in the day. So Jesus turned and asked one of the disciples, how can we feed all of these people? The disciple replied that it would take several weeks' worth of work to have enough money to feed so many. But then a small child stepped forward and offered what he had, 5 loaves and 2 fish. There's a sermon in that, but that's not the one I'm doing today. But there is that aspect of stepping forward to offer whatever little one has. And you remember that story now, I think. Jesus performed with those 5 loaves and those 2 fish, what we now call the Eucharistic actions of taking the food, blessing it, breaking it in pieces, and then distributing to the people. And they were all fed, and there were 12 baskets full left over. Well, today the story continues. Jesus and the disciples had crossed the Sea of Galilee, and the crowd followed. Jesus told them that they didn't follow because they were interested in what he was doing and teaching, but that all they really wanted was more food. Work instead, he told them, for the food that doesn't run out or spoil, the food that lasts forever. This is a theme we've encountered in John's gospel before. 3 chapters earlier, he told Nicodemus that to have eternal life, he must be born anew and receive the Spirit who is full of life. The next chapter, he met the Samaritan woman at the well and told her he could give her living water that springs up into eternal life. And now Jesus tells the crowd to seek the bread that endures for eternal life. That is, at the heart of John's gospel, Jesus comes to bring eternal life. I want you to hear today's gospel again, a portion of it from the translation called The Message, which I like because of the energy and clarity of the meaning that I think it gives. Jesus said to that group, "Don't waste your energy striving for perishable food like the food I gave you on the hillside. Work for the food that sticks with you, food that nourishes your lasting life, food the Son of Man provides. He and what he does are guaranteed by God the Father to last." To that, they said, "Well, what do we do then to get in on God's works?" Jesus said, "Throw in your lot with the one that God has sent." Throw in your lot is another way of saying believe. Throw in your lot with the one that God has sent. That kind of commitment gets you in on God's works. But they waffled, "Why don't you give us a clue about who you are, just a hint of what's going on? When we see what's up, we'll commit ourselves. Show us what you can do. Moses fed our ancestors with bread in the desert. It says so in the scriptures. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus responded, "The real significance of that scripture is not that Moses gave you bread from heaven, but that my Father is right now offering you bread from heaven, the real bread. The bread of God came down out of heaven and is giving life to the world." They jumped at that. "Master, give us this bread now and forever." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. The person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more." A reborn life that lasts forever. Living water that lasts forever. Bread from heaven that lasts forever. Jesus in John's gospel keeps leading people seeking what they desire here and now to seek what it is that they really desire in the new life in God that he has come to offer. What we desire, what we are hungry for, what we crave. We humans are driven by our desires and cravings, by our hungers. And that's not a bad thing at all. After all, hunger for food is built into us because we need it to live. Hungering for company and relationship with others is also built into us. We need others if we are to live. Hungering for sex is built into us because we need to have a deep commitment with another and, when possible, to reproduce. But our hungers can lead us to harmful actions as well. And as an extreme example, just look at good old King David, whose craving and hunger for another man's wife, a hunger that led him to commit adultery, and then when the woman he desired became pregnant, he had her husband killed and took her for himself. I mean, he already had 8 wives and some unnumbered amount of concubines. Plus, he had all of King Saul's wives, who he now had in his harem as well, but needed one more. And that hunger of his, we learn today, ultimately set up his own children and his royal dynasty for division, strife, murder, incest, and finally collapse. If you want to really read a really good story, just start where we are today in 2 Samuel. It's going to get really messy. David's story tells us of the extreme and destructive results of following one's hungers, letting one's desires dominate and control us. And what kinds of cravings or hungers do we have? Hunger for recognition, for acceptance, for healing, for control, for security, for food, for drink. I'm sure you could join me in making such a list. Jesus was speaking of all the kinds of hunger and craving when he speaks of the bread that does not endure. What he can give is bread from heaven, he says. In fact, what he is bread from heaven. What I hunger for, what I truly crave and desire, that can only be met by a life in union with him. He describes it as believing, which in the Bible means to join him, to align with him, to throw your lot in with him, to be part of what Bishop Michael Curry calls the Jesus movement. What does it look like if we live in that alignment with Jesus, to be part of his movement? Here's how the letter to the Ephesians describes it. It says, it is to lead a life worthy of the calling to which we've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called to the one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. So aligning ourselves with that movement of Jesus and with that life with which he offers us in himself, we find the cure for our hungers and cravings, for all the things that don't last. Jesus tells us, I am the bread of life. Jesus gives us the bread of everlasting life. And it's soul food, not fast food. Pastor Bruce Epperly has written, feasting on Christ's bread gives substance to every meal, to every relationship, to every desire. Because apart from the abundant life God provides and promises, the abundance of interdependence and relationship with God, nothing can satisfy. Aware of our connections with God and one another, every meal is Eucharistic. If we live our lives connected with divine abundance, there is no need to hoard, no need for injustice, manipulation, or marginalization. We experience the peace that comes from connecting our well-being with the well-being of others, not only our community, but the whole world. Nourished by divine bread, we become large-spirited, having the mind of Christ that embraces the body of Christ, not only in the church, but in the world in all its wondrous variety. Frequently we pray, give us this day our daily bread. And when we pray that, yes, we are praying that we and all people may have adequate nourishment for our bodily needs. After all, remember that Jesus not only gives the bread from heaven, but he also fed physically hungry people with physical food as well. But when we pray for daily bread, we're also praying for the food that doesn't perish, and for the living water, and for the new birth that gives us the living and effervescent life of God. Lord, give us this bread always, the crowd said to Jesus. And he replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Lord, give us this bread always. In our stewardship of all God's gifts, God has entrusted the vast resources of his creation. He calls us to see there is no lack of bread at the tables of any of his children. May he stir up within us also a longing for his word, that we may be able to satisfy that hunger for truth and eternal life that he has placed within every human heart. Amen.